In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The Gospel reading according to St. Luke, the Evangelist, chapter 6, verses 1 through 16. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick some heads of grain, rub them in their hands, and eat the kernels. Some of the Pharisees asked, "Why are you doing this? What is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and taking the consecrated bread, he ate what is lawful only for priests to eat, and he also gave some to his companions. Then Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.' On another Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was shriveled. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. But Jesus knew what they were thinking and said to the man with the shriveled hand, 'Get up and stand in front of everyone.' So he got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, 'I ask you, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?' He looked around at them all and then said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He did so, and his hand was completely restored. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were furious and began to discuss with one another what they might do to Jesus. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Glory be to our God forever and ever. Amen."
Would you pray with me one more time? God, may the words that I speak be your words. May the heart that speaks them be your heart, and may the mind that receives them be one that is captured by you. Give us the grace to learn in these next few moments more about you, more about us, more about where you would have us go. Amen. Our focus this Sunday is on Sabbath. Might be another thought to think that our focus this Sunday is on rest. Now, you might be asking me, why in the world are we talking about rest on annual meeting day? Annual meeting day is all about the work that we are doing together. That's what it's all about. But did you know that Sabbath or rest is actually part of our work? For those of you who are unfamiliar with the term of Sabbath, maybe all you know of Sabbath is some friends that you have that practice from Friday night through Saturday, that they don't practice any work, they don't do any work in order to honor the Sabbath day. You know, Sabbath day really comes from creation. That's where it comes from, that God created over 6 days, and it says on the seventh day that God rested from all of God's creating. And then it shows up in the laws of God. Yeah, that same one, the Ten Commandments, the don't murder, don't steal, honor your father and mother. One of the key laws in there is to honor the Sabbath day, keep the Sabbath day, keep it holy. And it says 6 days that you have to work, but on the seventh day, make it a holy day to your God. You know, we have a weird relationship when it comes to rest. Often when we think about rest is that time where we work as hard as we possibly can, and then when we just can't work anymore, we crash and then get up to do it all over again. But the idea of Sabbath is actually part of our work as the people of God. It's a part of our schedule in our life that we set aside for recreation. You ever consider that the word that we use, recreation, that's actually the word of recreate? Because we need those opportunities as human beings to not just rest our bodies, to not just sleep so that we can get back up and work again, but we need the opportunity to revisit our own hearts, to ask God if we're still going the same way, to be in community with each other, to realize that our value doesn't lie in what we make or produce. Our value lies in who we are, in who we are created to be. Sabbath, the idea of Sabbath, of course, like many things that have a religious nature, there's all kinds of debate about what it's supposed to be and how you're supposed to practice it. Some of the more extreme practicers of Sabbath are very extreme. Some of the laws in Jesus' day where you weren't supposed to walk 4 meters carrying anything or lift up a bucket of water, anything more than maybe a coffee cup. Now in modern examples that if you go into certain places in Brooklyn, that you might go into a building and there is, that elevator is set to Sabbath mode, which basically means it stops on every single floor so that you don't even have to press a button. That's the kind of Sabbath that we're going to take. But unfortunately, if we are really honest with ourselves, that American culture doesn't Sabbath very well. We don't take time to just rest and reflect and to recreate. That's why I thought that this passage was particularly important, because in this passage, we have an example of Jesus teaching us what Sabbath is all about. And you can say, well, that's a 2,000-year-old thing, and those kinds of laws don't apply to us. But I still think that there's some things, there's ancient wisdom that we can pull from Jesus. You know, we have a weird relationship to rest. We've said in past sermons that our fine, it used to be, hey, how you doing? Fine has turned into how you doing? Busy. Oh, I'm so busy. My life is so full. We have this term in our culture. It's called grind culture. I don't know if you ever heard that term, grind culture, but it's a part of who we are because we find our value in our productivity. I've been blessed during this pandemic by a movement called the NAP Ministry. The NAP Ministry is a movement that has grown out of the Black Liberation and Womanist Theological Movements, which in simple terms means that it's theology that reflects on wholeness from the perspective of the African-American experience. You often hear from me that we find the most complete view of our faith, the most complete view of God, only when we bring all of the voices that hear God into the room. And I have been blessed by the NAP Ministry and their perspective. Part of that ministry is the idea that rest is resistance. You might ask, resistance to what? Well, for African Americans, it's the liberation of being able to rest after 400 years of not having control over their own time and their own bodies. Rest, by the established culture, for them, sometimes been called lazy. It's called lazy for those no longer benefiting from their labors or have not yet experienced the human casualty inflicted by grind culture. That culture that says we are only valuable by our production or our fiscal success. See, what Sabbath teaches, Sabbath's call to God's people, is that we are more than our work. We are more than our achievements or our ability to keep up. We are intrinsically valuable because of our creation. Our Sabbath work is making sure that people are reminded of their value. See, God rested because God is not wonderful solely because God works and does God stuff all the time. God is intrinsically wonderful and valuable, and you aren't wonderful because of your contribution. Let me tell all of you, you are valuable, period, because you are made, you are created. The challenge of the pandemic is that we could have taken this as a Sabbath, all of us. We could have celebrated the people that worked to keep us alive. We could have given them seasons of rest. We could have taken a break from rents, taxes. We could have broken into our national storehouse and just took a national season of rest for all of us, a season of recreation. But the grind is so deeply ingrained in who we are, we just couldn't. Today, after the service airs, we meet to discuss our work as a congregation. We are in a season of change, and I will say there is a lot to do. But God help us if we don't realize there's also a lot to not do. I wonder if we can focus as a congregation on those things that liberate, those things that give people, all people, value. To feed, to heal, to shelter, to love people without condition. I know when I speak to our young, they are stressed and tired because they're trying to enter this world that is set up for them. They didn't set it up. It's a world filled with grades and achievements, and our obsession with achievement has cost our children greatly because we have decided that what is valuable is an A student. What is valuable is a good college. What is valuable is a well-paying job. What is valuable is compliance with what your culture believes is valuable. Rest means, Sabbath means, we stop and look at each other and choose our work well. That we don't just sit around, but we feed some people. We heal some people. That's our work. We choose to value people. That's our Sabbath work. We choose to care for those around us, and we choose to let people rest. That is our Sabbath work. As we go into 2021 and we experience all of the changes and all of the transitions that we are experiencing, it's okay to rest. In fact, you are commanded to rest. And all of you that have worked so hard to pull this Sunday together, I'll say to you from the pastoral chair, after today, it's time to rest. Happy Sabbath. Amen.